Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Daily Meg's Morning Show joining us in minutes. We'll sit and spin. We've got the 10 best feel-good country songs of all times. But first time, for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Couple from our question, what is or was your bad habit? This is a pretty deep one here, guys. Fentanyl. I'm one of the rare functioning addicts. I have a great job, a family, and I've died twice. Was brought back as a result of Narcan. I lost my aunt, best friend, due to the same drug. It's an addiction that I struggle with every day. Now I just use enough to keep me well. I do plan on going to treatment as soon as my vacation re-ups because I have bills. I don't want to stop if I were to go to treatment right now. Guys, this drug is no joke. One of the biggest regrets of my life. Another bad habit.
I will say, I read an article years ago, and it was like basically talking about heroin and prescription drugs. I'm just like, they're like, you know, like it doesn't start on the street.
No.
And this guy was talking about the same thing, like going to work, and then before he realized that he just had to do some in the morning just so he could function and go to work. And he's like, nah, I don't even have fun. I'm just addicted.
Well, it's like oxys, basically. You know, heroin's illegal. We subtract this one drug. It's no longer heroin. We can prescribe oxys, but it's the same thing. So now I'm addicted to oxys. They cost a lot. Heroin's a lot cheaper. You do heroin. Mm-hmm. But always blame the streets. And like the guy that called about spice, one of our texters made a point of this. The guy that was addicted to spice was in the military. And he said, man, this is why they should legalize weed, because a lot of these guys that get addicted to spice, it's because you have a job, military certainly one of them, where you can't legally smoke
right.
weed. So you get this synthetic crap.
Well, same thing with, you know, if you're in the police force or any of these, as far as a stressful as hell job, but when you come home, you can't smoke a joint to relax.
Right.
One of the most stressful days that anybody could ever have in any occupation. I would assume doctors maybe the same way. I don't know who gets tested.
Do we get drug tested doctors?
I'm not sure, but you'd have to think so. I think pharmacists would have to. There's a number of jobs where
I don't know because I know
based on,
I don't know a lot of doctors. I have met some doctors in the course of my life that were also
surgeons,
addicted
maybe then
to various things. And I'm not talking cigarettes and booze. I mean, right. Like, you know, illegal substances.
Well, I mean, dentists and cocaine have always gone hand in hand.
That's well documented.
That's a little bit different. I mean, if you mess up my tooth, okay. But if you kill me during surgery, that's a little different. The anesthesiologist has everything to do with the danger of your dental situation. Not the actual dentist.
I just wonder, do doctors get drug tests? I wouldn't think so.
I don't think so. I've never heard of a governing body. I've never heard of it ever being an issue.
I mean, I think part of that is probably like some of the oath, too, right? Like if you showed up to do a surgery and I could tell you've been drinking.
Sure.
It's probably my job, somebody's job to be like, hey, you can't do this.
Pilots, I'm sure.
I would think pilots, yes.
Bus drivers, you know, if you're in any kind of CDL
unless
situation.
You're a school bus driver. I'm pretty convinced, man, when I was growing up, looking back.
Well,
I'm
not then, but I mean, it's a different era.
Pretty convinced most of them are alcoholics. I don't believe they drove us drunk, or I don't believe they drove us very drunk. But two come to mind where I'm like, yeah, looking back, man, you were not in good shape.
Speaking of bus drivers. Guys, I've had my tongue stud for over 20 years, and I click it against my teeth. It's a nervous tic and a bad habit. It bugs the hell out of anyone with an earshot. The clicking coupled with my love of drinking straight lemon juice has led to a lot of dental bills. That from Iris, the bus driver. I have never heard of anyone drinking straight lemon juice. You mean like
not on the regular
the jar, like the glass jar?
That's what I'm assuming. That's super concentrated. Yeah.
Lemon juice.
Mm. I mean, I think it would have to be the juice out of the little lemon thing.
Either way.
Well, same thing.
I mean, just straight
just
to
a smaller container. Well, is it the acid, I guess, in the lemon juice that probably eats away
through your enamel,
Yes, right. But I think it's also, I feel like there's a little bit that's good for your gut to take a shot of lemon juice from time to time.
I'm sure it's good. But if you're drinking it on the regular, your teeth are probably like, hey, why don't you try ginger for your gut?
It is citric acid, and it does break things down. It's a great cleaning agent.
By the way, someone here says doctors and pharmacists do not get drug tested. And someone else says, I have a friend that does open heart surgery almost daily, and she smokes weed all the time.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I used to do the shot of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. They said that was good for you for a while, so I was on a kick for like 6 months.
I still hear people say it.
I don't know. It's good for you.
I do all kinds of crap. Like, I take a bunch of omega-3s and vitamin Ds. Does it work? I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Do you notice a noticeable difference? I didn't. But is it still good for you? I don't know.
Look, man, I've put my body through things that I haven't quite enjoyed because I know that they're good for me. I don't know if I could stomach taking a shot of apple cider vinegar because it's good for me.
You know what? You get used to it. It's not the worst, but I was just questioning.
I mean, I just like apple cider vinegar. That one never bugged me. People are like, we're doing a shot in the morning because for health. Like, yeah, sure, whatever.
I'd rather do mulled vinegar because it reminds me of fish and chips.
I don't like anything where people say, well, you get used to it, because that to me is an out of sales pitch. Man, it's cookies kind of weird.
Give someone a cigarette.
You get used to it.
Give someone a cigarette that doesn't smoke. They're going to hate
it. You get used to it, man.
But after a while, you get used to it.
Keep going.
I mean, booze.
First time you take a dip, you throw up. Oh, you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
I don't think most people, dip it's different. You puke the first time, you probably won't do it. I didn't. That's why I did it for a long time.
But I feel like booze, you understand the side benefit of having fun.
Right, but I mean, I don't think a lot of, like, when you start drinking underage, there's not a ton of people that are like, oh, I love this beer or that beer. You get the strongest, cheapest.
But you're drinking schnapps.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like I like the taste of beer now, but it's something you had to get used to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Totally. That's true.
Subject is Heidelberg, the beer we're talking about down at Seven Seas in Tacoma. Guys, I just bought a bar in Tacoma, and trying a few other beers to expand my palate, I came across Heidelberg. It is hands down my favorite beer now. Come on down to the off-day beer and wine in Tacoma, and I'll hook you guys up. That from our buddy Matt Coppins.
All right.
A co-worker of ours. Now, yeah. Owner of a... Wow, that's good news.
He's the owner?
I spend a lot of time down in Tacoma. Sure would be good to get some delicious discounted drinks.
Oh, discounted.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say discounted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know
He'll just pour you a beer. Don't discount, Miles.
Get the old Matt discount. You know what I'm saying? Hook me up, mother.
Charge him twice as much.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. If you get him drunk enough, he won't know.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. As we move on to the birthdays, Ola Bacholas, Boo Bitches from Hornell, New York. I'd like to wish a happy, dirty 30th birthday to our always smiling coworker and favorite BBW big-breasted welder. That would be Miranda. She get a pat, say, Jack? You like that? Some turtle sex, possibly. And the dirty German's talking about grabbing a welding rod and making sparks fly. Love you, bitches. That from Mom, Katie, F This Jason, and The Trickler.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
You like that? You like that?
Thank you.
Yeah, all I can say is that if you grab my welding rod, it won't be sparks that are flying. It's more like plasma.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Some shows the sparks will be flying. If you want to call it the welding rod, then sure, we'll call it that.
Yeah.
Hello, Batals. It's my apprentice Brad's birthday. Can you give me a... Your penis is too small, and the dirty German's talking about working on heavy equipment. Thanks, guys. That from Emmett, the big rig mechanic.
Yeah, the last time I worked on heavy equipment, I was in my early 20s, but she seemed much thinner when I was drunk.
Yeah, well, see, it's a fun thing about you moving around all this heavy equipment. Is sometimes it helps you find the smaller equipment in the lizards.
Okay.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Tara Daly, Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show in the house.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
We've been up since 3:15.
I know.
Stupid. Right?
This is actually an afternoon show we do.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
I don't typically function well at this hour. Yeah.
Do you nap? Do you guys go home and take a little half hour snooze?
I have a toddler. No, I never get to nap. I get to watch her
and you
nap.
You never will again?
No, it's awful. She'll take a nap, and as soon as I'm ready to take to fall asleep, that's when she wakes up.
Do you
up
realize
and
you could close your eyes for 5 minutes, and bad things will happen? In 5 minutes that you just try to take a little nap.
It happened yesterday. I just turned around for like 5 minutes. All of a sudden, she's screaming bloody murder. I'm like, what happened? She dropped this giant jar of peanut butter on her toe. Like, I'm so sorry. And then she's like crying. She's like, where's the peanut butter? I'm like, I got it away from you. It's dangerous, clearly.
So my child's in school till 3 o'clock, so I can typically get a nap in. But if I do get a nap, I can't say it out loud because Steve gets very jealous.
I see.
Yeah, it's
see.
A secret nap.
No, don't
nap.
Tell him, man.
It's a secret nap. Yeah. Did you nap yesterday? No.
Of course not.
They're the three jackasses on the show. They always, like, we send like emails to each other what we did. And everyone's like, oh, I napped for 30 minutes. I napped for 2 hours. And I'm like, I still haven't sat down on the couch and it's 8 p.m.
I'm consoling my child to drop peanut butter.
Yes.
And then when it's 9:30 and it's time for you to go to bed, you're not tired for some reason.
Right.
You can't go to sleep, you know. But you guys touched on this morning. Toby Keith passed away, 62 years old. He was an iconic country music star. 3 decades, I guess, of hits.
20 number one hits or something along those lines.
And I don't know, and I'm not kidding. You got, and I knew the name Red Solo Cup.
Yep.
And then you guys played a snippet this morning. My wife and I looked at each other like, man, I swear to God, I've never heard this song before in my life. That's how cool I am, kids.
We've had it on a Bad Choice Friday, I believe, once or twice.
Did we?
I'm not sure that it won.
You've heard it.
It rang no bells.
Okay.
I mean, it's barely a country song. It's an anthem.
It's like an anthem. Yeah.
It's a rallying cry.
Yeah.
For all the drunks.
I believe they're going to use it in Braveheart right before they storm.
You know, not knowing a lot about Toby Keith, but reading a lot about him, it seems like everyone loved him. Everyone looked up to him. His stories, he played semi-professional football. He did all these different things. He sent in a tape to Nashville to a guy, and they actually listened to the damn thing. And signed his ass. I mean, he was doing something completely different, and that was just one of his...
He was even a white guy named Toby.
Yeah, exactly. One of those things that he does.
One guy who did not love him was Kris Kristofferson. Have you ever seen that story?
Really?
No.
Oh, like
that story's pretty good.
I can't even quote it.
Why did he hate him so much?
They didn't hate each other. They were friends. But it's like Willie Nelson's whatever birthday, and they're on stage together. And Toby Keith says something like, none of that liberal BS tonight, Chris.
He called him a lefty.
Called him a lefty or something.
Oh,
Kristofferson basically is just like, what the F you say to me? Like, this is on stage. Then it's like, did you ever wear the uniform? Did you ever go overseas? Like, did you have to kill a man to cash your check and this and that? Like,
and this is on stage.
Yeah, like, shut the F up.
Escalated quickly.
That's the show I want to be at.
And Willie Nelson's just getting stoned. He's like, well, that was awkward.
It's a sad day in country music, but we've got the 10 best feel-good country songs of all times. Now, I don't have the best library of knowledge on country music. I like what I like, but...
Mine is the Library of Alexandria. It is burned down. There's nothing.
I like Chris Stapleton. I like Sturgill Simpson. There's artists
I feel
like Zach Brown.
You and Mike both look very
yeah,
calm.
I know Blake Shelton.
So we're going to play the tune. We're going to play the tune and then try to guess the artist. These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
10, number 10.
Life is a highway.
Oh,
wait.
I know it.
I know the original.
It was Tom Cochran.
That, I know Tom Cochran.
Okay.
Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, is that who it is?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Is it Rascal Flatts?
It is Rascal
Flatts. Ah, yeah, Taryn. Taryn, mark yourself down for 1 point.
1 point.
1 point.
Okay. Boom.
Oh, man, I knew the original.
What was Tom Cochran's first band? He was in like a band before.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like somebody before that. Like, I just remember classic rock days. He was like, Tom Cochran was somebody before he went solo.
But I have no idea.
I don't either. I can barely remember the song.
Cochran, Stills, and Young.
Nine, yeah.
Number nine. Never gonna grow.
Florida Georgia Line.
Know this? I know this song. I hear it all the time. Did I just see this guy in concert?
Did I just see it? You can't give him crap about not knowing solo covers.
So you don't. Online. Ted does not know this one.
I know the song because it comes on country tailgate radio.
Nickelback.
Jake. This isn't Jake Owen.
It is Jake Owen.
Oh, I just saw this dude.
Ted, you get a point.
Who the hell is Jake Owen?
The guy who sings this.
A bigger country star than I thought until I saw him in concert down in Houston.
Did he play that song?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I went to the beer line. I was like, I don't care about Jake Owen. Before I could get my beer, I ran back. I was like, I love this guy.
These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
Eight, number eight.
No shoes, no shirt.
Florida Georgia Line.
No Brooks and Dunn.
Wait, I can picture him.
Garth Brooks.
No.
Blake Shelton.
Tom Cochran.
Is it Luke Bryan? No.
It's not John Party.
No.
Mike looks disgusted with everyone in this room right now.
You constantly talk about how his concerts are the best to go to, Ted.
Oh,
Tool.
Kenny.
Oh.
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Kenny Chesney.
The problem is I don't know his points. Music. Two I like points. His fan base. They are beautiful country girls.
You're not lying.
These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
Seven, number seven.
Red Solo.
Okay. Toby.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Also a great video.
Let's have a party.
It sounds like he wrote this for a kid's show, encouraging them to drink.
Did he have to cut a deal with the Red Solo company?
I would imagine so.
Or did
so.
It just increase sales for him? You know
I think
saying?
He increased. I think
there's
they were
a
like,
lot
that's
of
cool.
Red cups. There is Red specific solo brand, but you can buy those knockoff Red.
You would think that they would do a tribute to Toby Keith. You know, from a social media perspective.
Absolutely.
Maybe they will.
Solo cup company, you know.
You're right. They should.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm boycotting them.
Right, exactly. Use your brain on these moments of opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
I'm offended.
He's dead. We have an opportunity.
That's right.
That's what, Miles in the boardroom.
Isn't that what people do these days?
Hey, man, he's dead. This is the time to cash
how do we profit off of it?
Right.
These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
Six, number six. Song,
Florida
song,
Georgia song. Line.
No, this is Alabama.
Right.
Oh, I got that one. All right.
That was quick,
how did
dude.
You know that?
Well, because that was in my era.
Okay.
So in West Virginia, when you go to a bar, there's a jukebox in there. I know this song from those times.
It didn't play too much in Baltimore City.
It falls in the 80s window. Sure. These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
Five, number five.
Oh, Florida Georgia
Line. Texas, live in Texas.
Oh, wait. No, wait. Oh,
come on now.
Is this Hank?
In Texas.
No.
Waylon?
King George.
George Strait.
George Strait. Okay.
Yeah. I'm bad at this game.
His brother George Gay didn't do too well.
10 best.
I'll tell you what. You never been as excited as I was on a plane. Flying into Austin for that national championship. I had this song on, like, repeat. Three Bloody Marys.
Oh, no.
These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
Number four.
Florida Georgia Line.
No, is this Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah.
Brooks and Dunn, along with the 10.
Take your time with 10.
Woo.
At two apiece.
You know me, Country Taryn.
Oh, yeah.
Did they break up, Brooks and Dunn?
I don't know.
I think they are. I think you're right. I think it's just done now.
Okay.
It's all done.
They're both done.
So Brooks done. Is done, but Dunn is still going.
It's like Hall & Oates. There's no Oates now.
Just Hall.
Just Hall. 10 best country feel-good tunes of all time.
Three. Number three.
Pour me something tall and strong.
Florida Georgia Line.
I'm going to get one right eventually.
They got
it. It's Jimmy. This is Jimmy Buffett, right?
Featured.
Oh!
Damn, Mike is splitting hairs.
So who sings the...
So it's a Chesney.
It's a Jimmy Buffett.
It is Alan Jackson.
Okay, that's a hell of a mullet.
A Jimmy Buffett feature.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Because
when
song
you're doing
a
songs
worse.
About drinking, you got to add Jimmy Buffett.
Well, yeah, especially if there's tequila involved.
I'm just glad he finally made it off the Chattanoochee.
These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time.
Number two. And a little bit of chicken fried.
Florida, Cold Georgia Line.
Friday night.
Brooks and Dunn.
Jeans that fit just right.
And great show.
Tim McGraw.
Who is it? That's Zach Bryan.
Zach Brown.
All right, 10 to the lead.
I know that Mike put this on Men's Room Radio point. The first go-round, because I heard it about 1,000 times.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I heard it like 1,000 times, never knew who the artist was.
These are the 10 best feel-good country songs of all time, so we made it to number one.
Goes Brooks!
Oh, yeah, I'll turn back with the time.
It's all Terry.
Okay.
So no Florida Georgia Line.
Huh? Three
they stopped feel-good music, apparently. Thrill.
I guess them 10 times in a row. They didn't come up once.
No Blake Shelton.
Daily Mix Morning Show. You have Steel Panther tickets this
you
week?
You know it, baby. Oh. We love those
Steel
guys.
Sticks is in you.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest name.
I don't think Sticks is in the band anymore.
Oh, no, really? He is.
Is
they got rid of the bass player. They don't have Leslie Fox anymore.
Oh, right.
Leslie Fox is not the bass player.
Too much coke, I think, happened to him.
Something. Shot of the day is coming up. Thank you, guys. You are listening to the Men's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Through. The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, Tucker, in minutes, we'll bring it to us for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A manufacturer of toothbrushes lost millions in business due to malware-infected smart toothbrushes.
I'm sorry.
Huh.
Malware-infected smart toothbrushes.
So would they stop working?
Basically, it crashed the system. So whoever hacked their system was hacking a different Swiss company that I think affected the network that these smart toothbrushes are all connected to, and it crashed their system.
All right.
I don't know exactly what it is these smart toothbrushes do that's so extra special awesome, but apparently they lost millions just because they're losing that advantage.
Yeah, I'm curious to find out what the technology is. Like, did I miss the back right molar? Like,
exactly. Right, there's like some geo-mapping that it does back there, so I don't know. There's a self-titled time traveler that has apparently visited the year 2027.
Ooh, flying cars like the Jetsons?
No, they've warned that humanity will be extinct by then.
Oh, okay.
Which, if that's what you're talking, what's the warning? We're going to be extinct in the next 3 years. So
there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Start doing drugs.
You know, which is why they always show in like apocalyptic scenarios, like the news will get on there like, there's a giant meteor headed to Earth and these are our final moments. Like, no, don't tell me. It's not like I can do anything. I don't want to panic for the last hour of my life.
That's actually part of NASA's and Congress's protocol.
No kidding.
If something is imminent like that, you know, an asteroid, you know, 13 miles away, do not tell people.
No. I'd rather look up at the sky and go, the hell's that? Bam! And I'm out.
Yeah. That's
really?
Actually, yeah, that is.
You want to know?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just go do something crazy for the last hour.
See, I'd be panicking, dude. I'd just be freaking out at the end of it
I
all.
I mean,
man.
Look, I'm saying that. I'm sure I'd be panicked, but I don't know. Like, screw it. Screw somebody.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
I'm going to try spice.
Who are you running for?
I don't know. I'd have to. There's a lot of people in my complex, but right. Not too many lookers.
Hey, 23, let's go.
The problem is if they're wrong. I've shot heroin. I punched this person in the face and like, and it missed us.
April Fools.
Yeah, I had sex with my neighbor's wife.
And like, I did it in front of him.
Yeah, he didn't care, but now he cares.
I have to move.
It's a shame they got to move, Mike. Just too uncomfortable for him.
She liked it too much.
It doesn't bother me.
She came back and said, it doesn't bother me. Yeah. You stand there a stronger man. Yeah, I did it. What are you going to do, bitch?
You ran asteroid sex?
Yeah.
God, that was exciting.
Asteroid sex.
We're going to do it in the asteroid. A man in Oklahoma was just awarded $25 million from the courts to be paid by the local newspaper that mistakenly named him as an announcer for a girls' basketball game that made a racist
comment. Oh, this is awesome.
That made a racist comment?
They made racist comments. So he was calling a girls' basketball game, made racist comments. The newspaper was like, this just in, this announcer made racist comments during this girls' basketball game, and his name was Miles Montgomery. Meanwhile, Miles is like, I didn't say a damn thing. He got $25 million out of that.
I mean, that's pretty bad, though, if everybody's saying you're giant racist, and it's like, dude, I wasn't even calling that game.
Exactly. Right. Now he got fired from his job. I'm speculating all this. I don't know anything that actually happened. But, you know, now he's got issues here. He's got issues in his social life. He's got issues in his working life.
Yeah.
You know? Now he's a out and an abashed racist at this point.
But he's got $25 million, so yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't like whatever blank people
Sure.
All right.
Love my family.
Yeah. My family. Well, we just had a segment about feel-good country music with our friends over there on the morning show. So I decided let's just play a little game ourselves.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. 10 phrases only Southerners use. Now, my family isn't from the Deep South, but when you get out of the big city, things are different. For example, when acting up as a whippersnapper staying at my kinfolks, my grandpappy instructed me to go out in the yard and get a switch off the nearest tree. That would be a long, thin, sturdy branch. And then he proceeded to tan my hide. That would be spank my ass for you lily-livered greenhorn city slickers.
Sam Elliott's cousin. Mm-hmm. So these are 10 phrases that only Southerners use. I will give you guys the phrase. Let me know what you believe this phrase to mean. So the last one at the bottom of the list, if the creek don't rise. Anybody know what the phrase, if the creek don't rise,
means? Like, I'll do this unless something major prevents me? Or maybe there's nothing to worry about?
So, Thrill, you were closer to it. I would, you know.
Yeah, hey, Ted.
Hey, are you going to be there on Saturday? If the creek don't rise.
Okay. All right.
I got it. So, barring all.
All right. All,
exactly.
I'm going to be there unless something bad happens.
And Mike, I believe that'd be the creek.
Gotcha.
That's probably not a
bad
thing. I
didn't get close. I know.
Yep. Is it in the South? What? I know, like, PA and stuff is creek.
They definitely say creek. You're right, man.
They'll go creek down there.
In the bayou, no bubble, no bubble with them swamp the grasses.
Education there, Edom Qual.
I got you, Mike.
I mean, technically, you're South Seattle.
Exactly. You know, it's just about how far south it goes, right? Technically, Denver South.
Look, dude, last time I was down there at your wedding, I had to stop my car and watch 300 cattle cross the road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in all honesty,
I still don't know where the hell you came from, man.
I think I was coming from the south in Tacoma. So I was coming up north.
I just don't know what road you could have been on.
They just opened the gates and all these cows started crossing. And I'm like, I'm going to be late. And they just kept coming. And it's amazing. Like, once one goes across, they all follow.
I lived there for 20 years and I never saw cows crossing. What bass-ackwards road did you take?
I told you when I got there, I had to wait for 200 cows.
I don't think you were too worried about being late. I saw you show up to the bar. I was drinking a pitcher of beer.
That was, yes, you are correct. I made it to the yellow beak.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
But I had to wait for them damn cows.
Oh, man, anybody know what a hissy fit is?
Oh, and you have a little
throw a tantrum over there.
That's exactly right. If you live near the coast, your kids throw tantrums. And if you live in the south, they throw hissy fits. I don't know what hissy means.
It's not positive.
No.
No.
And you would say that more of like, I don't know, if me and you were having, you know, like an argument about a sports figure or whatever, like, oh, if I knew you were going to throw a hissy fit about
that's
it,
right.
Wouldn't have brought it up.
I think hissy is code for the P word.
Right. Can't never could. Anybody know what can't never could means?
I'm guessing they've always sucked at whatever it is someone's trying to do.
Hey, use it in a sentence, Mike.
It's like a spelling bee.
You know what? Even I can't, because they say translation, quit your whining and be more positive.
Can't never could.
Can't never could.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. It's like something your little kid's going on about something. You go, okay, can't never could.
Can't never could. And it's
ice skating.
It's three descriptive words that explain why you can't
do something. I've always tried. One and two, can't do it.
Can't never could.
Yep.
Can't never could.
You could never do it? Like, well, I feel like most little kids can ice skate.
What I'm saying is whatever the thing is that you can. Right. Maybe, can't shoot the basketball.
A rooster one day and a feather duster the next.
A rooster one day.
Oh, you can go from being the top to the bottom.
That's exactly
right. You're the rooster, you're running the roost, and then all of a sudden, the next day, you're a damn feather duster.
Mainly it means don't brag about your fortune now, because it could all be gone before you know it.
And you become a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Feather duster.
Feather duster.
Feather.
Phillip.
Duster.
Phillip. One of my favorites, you'll hear it on King of the Hill all the time. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you
what. Here's my opinion. I'll tell you what.
You're about to get their opinion on something, whether you ask for it or not. I'll tell you what. That man down there, he's a doggone jackass.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of, they're going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Or they've already told you something. That was a mighty fine dinner, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you could use it there, too.
Give me some sugar. Again, these are 10 phrases that only
Southerners
use. Oh, give
me some loving, baby.
You know it.
Bringing in for a hug.
Probably means grandma wants a kiss. I don't think that is exclusive to Southerners. Give me some sugar.
Sugar
give me a kiss.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Maybe not. I just feel like people say it that, like, they use it. Like, I've heard people in other parts of the country say it, but it's kind of almost tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, that's fair.
If I see a buddy of mine at the bar, like, give me some sugar, baby.
Give me some sugar,
and
baby.
Then bring it in.
Hell yeah. You know. Plum. Anybody know what plum means?
Good.
I'm plum tuckered out. My neighbor's plum crazy. Completely.
Completely.
But why close. Plum?
I don't know.
Because they're
that's
in the South,
question.
Ted. You're weird.
I'm just saying there's got to be something, because you're right. It's saying completely something or other, but it's like, right, why plum?
I mean, isn't plum also a word used in construction for when something is lined up perfectly?
But that's a technical term, I believe.
So I wonder if that's where they pull
other
it
than,
from.
Other than steak
completely, I'm perfectly.
Plums, what do you do with them? Like, I'm trying to think of a practical application.
I mean, you just eat
plum
plums.
Plum sauce is normally part of steak sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do
yeah.
you know that eats plums? Like, oh, man, oh, I got,
all
I got
the, time,
the
dude.
Best plums.
Really? In the summertime, plums are delicious.
Usually they grow in somebody's backyard. Like, I don't know a whole lot of people that go to the grocery store and get themselves
Correct.
A bag of plums.
Yeah.
But I know a handful of people where it's in, they got a tree in their backyard.
Or you get them at, like, a farmer's market. You're right, though. I don't know that I would go to a grocery store to buy a plum. But I like plums.
Right. But you walk out in somebody's backyard, it's like, ooh, plum tree. I've got one or two.
They got those pits.
Yeah. The thing is that if it's in their backyard, then they want you to pick as many as you can because they just end up all over the ground,
dude. If they want
to
get rid of them, yes.
Hill of beans. That ain't worth a hill of beans.
Holy crap.
That's right. It's basically worthless.
Mm-hmm. Hence a hill of beans.
A hill of beans.
But crap,
tell you what, his opinions ain't worth a hell of a
good fertilizer.
You ever been on the phone with somebody on from the South and like, all right, let me let you go.
Yeah, I'm getting off
I
the phone.
I need to leave.
Exactly.
That means I need to get off the phone. let you go. It's a very nice way of saying phone call's done.
Right. I'm done with this conversation.
Exactly. I use that phrase all the time.
That's a good one, though.
All right, let me let you
it's
go.
It's a very polite way of saying, like, look, I'm done talking.
Yeah. Sometimes, too, it's me doing the talking. I just know, like, we've been talking for a while. Like, all right, let me let you go.
Yeah, because I've got to do this. It's always based on me.
Sure.
Let me let you go because I'm sitting out in front of the grocery store. I got to get in there and buy some crap.
Right. Or I see what Ted's saying. If you've been bending somebody's ear for a while, it's like, all right, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I use it in both forms. Sometimes I need to go, and then sometimes, like, Jesus Christ, I've just been venting to this person for 20 minutes. Like, let me let you go. You know what I mean? It's like you probably have something else you could be doing.
Right. But then the number one phrase that only Southerners use is when you're fixing to.
Plan on.
I'm meaning to, but I haven't yet.
You're going to.
Right. And they even say, you're not about to eat, you're fixing to eat.
Yeah, and that gets shortened in the cities to Finn.
Mm. How about Pennsylvania? Yeah. How about Pennsylvania? Jeet yet?
Jeet yet?
Yeah, yep. Jeet yet.
Jeet yet.
Yon-tu?
Which means, are you hungry? Have you eaten?
Yon too.
Yeah. Jeet yet?
I like
that,
it.
Right, that comment's coming. I'm finna get some cut.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Man in Michigan was charged with the murder of his roommate, but you won't believe why, Miles.
Why is that, Mike?
Give you all the details at 5:50.
Okay, details are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant in line for profile. This is 206-803-ROCKET. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the authorities of the Indian government in Mumbai, India. After 8 months of detention, they agreed to release a suspected Chinese spy. Now, as the story goes, the suspected spy showed up unannounced to a port in Mumbai. Police believed that they were involved in espionage. It took them into custody. Now, after a few days, they moved the suspect to a more secure facility designed to handle these things. And after an 8-month investigation, finally, the suspected spy was cleared of espionage or any wrongdoing. And as of last Tuesday, the suspected spy, was finally released. It should be noted, the suspected spy was also a pigeon. That's all.
A pigeon?
A pigeon. So it turns out they thought this pigeon was a Chinese spy. Whatever. It turned out they found out 8 months later it was a Taiwanese racing pigeon that got blown off course and ended up in India. For 8 months they had this thing. I don't know what you do with a pigeon for 8 months. Do you slap it around, ask it to
probably became
to
friends
its
with it and just kinda hung out.
Yeah, I don't know, but they were finally like, okay, it's not a Chinese spy. By the way, China the whole time was like, yeah, we don't really use pigeons, man. We
have balloons.
We got balloons.
At that point, I know it sounds heartless.
We got people.
But like, it's a pigeon.
Spies.
If you thought it was a spy, like you figure they would have just killed it and dissected it to see how it had spy stuff.
Kind of would have been my thought, but they actually detained it for 8 months and finally decided, you're not a spy. The pigeon's like, I'm a pigeon, dog. Yeah.
I mean, there's carrier pigeons. I guess he could report back.
That was their thought.
They haven't used in military operations. Really.
Yeah, that
right,
was,
but the
honestly,
pigeon doesn't talk. Those pigeons
but they carry
note.
A note. They, yeah.
Yeah.
I think their thought maybe.
I don't think
maybe,
China would send a pigeon, though, with this note that says, I'm a spy. Tell me what's going on.
I'm a Chinese spy. I'm also a pigeon.
Mike Tyson used to let his pigeons out when he lived in Vegas. I don't know if he still does or not, but he's a pigeon guy.
Yeah.
And they would go do their thing, and they would all come back at the exact same time.
Yep. Yeah, so, they knew where they got fed, man.
Exactly.
And that's Mike Tyson.
That's crazy.
So
yeah,
we pour
that. I come home to Mike Tyson.
I know. Like, ooh, things must be bad out there. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.